Standard time, and it says, blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. Yeah. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth.
My God.
But if the salt has become tasty,
my God,
how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under the foot of man. You are the light of the world, a city. Sit on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house.
Right.
Let your light shine before man,
yeah,
in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is, yeah, in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the presence of the Lord as we, amen, prepare to receive the blessing from the lips, applying to our lives his word.
Amen.
Or this morning, I want to talk from the subject, parenting for a road wind.
Okay.
Parenting for a road wind. Parenting for a road wind. It's Father's Day, and we say happy Father, God, our Father, that we have had a chance to say that, and those of you that are on the podcast, wherever you're catching us. But I want to talk about parenting for a road wind.
Alright.
Listen, a few sermons back, I kind of reminded you that as believers living in the world that we live in, with the eternal conflict going on, there's an eternal conflict going on between God and the power of the enemy and the power of evil. There's an eternal conflict. And because he's the prince of the world and of the earth, the enemy that we're fighting, okay, when we are not living, as we live our lives, we're not the home yet.
Amen. All right, amen.
We are pilgrims,
yeah, come on now,
and travelers. And when you're a pilgrim and a traveler,
yeah,
it means you're not home.
Right, yeah, right.
We're on the road.
Right.
Amen. The Christians are living, amen, in a way game.
Right.
Yeah, y'all with me so far?
Right.
We're on the road. We were not at home.
Yeah.
And the thing about that, when you're playing on the road, you can expect opposition.
Come on,
yeah,
out. Be
yeah.
Yeah.
Be
upset,
right,
and also created in this world that we're often wronged for doing what's right. You're wronged for doing what's right. And the reason why we're wronged for doing what's right is because, amen, it's a wrong game.
Yeah.
It's a wrong game. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Righteousness is a kingdom thing. And the kingdom is here for all those who have surrendered their life to God, but it's not fully here yet. So it's a kingdom of life in the midst of a kingdom of God.
Right. Amen.
Blessed are you when people are going to insult you, persecute you, and follow and say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Now, wait a minute. They said because of me. Now, if you acted and they said because of you, then I
would.
Sometimes folks will say because of your own, the way you were yourself. But if they say it because of the stand that you've taken as a believer and as a follower of Christ, then it says you're going to be blessed. And then he goes on to say, rejoice and be glad. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm persecuted.
I'm talking about. Come on.
It's good.
Come on. My God.
Folk send all kinds of evil because I'm trying to live for Jesus.
And you want me to be happy.
You want me to rejoice and be glad. That's going to be kind of hard for me.
Right.
The Holy Spirit can't help.
Right.
That's going to be kind of hard for me. Listen. This is only for you. Live on down. 13. For you are the salt of the earth.
Yeah.
14. You are the light
of the world.
Of the world.
My Lord.
You are salt in life. Say it with me. We are
salt and light.
All right, one more time. Say it a little loud. Let the world know where we are. We are
salt and light.
Now, we believers are salt and light. That's what I'm calling a wheat. Y'all with me? That's our goal. Our goal is not a goal of points or touchdowns. Our goal is to be salt in light in a dark world. So, when I talk about wrong men, I'm talking about the ability in this dark world that we live in to be salt and light. Now listen here. This is where the parenting part comes in. Sooner or later, if you're a parent and you're raising your child as you should be, to be a follower of Christ. You raise them up. You're discipling him to be a follower of Christ. You already know what they're going to face when they leave home and go outside the door.
Right. Amen.
Hopefully, you have the right culture in your house. But when they leave out of your house and go into the world that they're going in, we already know what they're going to face.
Amen.
Because it's right here before us.
Amen.
Persecution.
Yeah. Yeah.
down, they can win
on the road.
On the road.
Come on now.
Get a road win.
Yeah.
And what I'm gonna challenge you to do, I'm not hoping not too long today, is to create, amen. Father, I'm talking to the Father because they got the first responsibility of the Father in the home. I'm telling you to create a culture in your home that will raise winners.
Amen.
Cause it's not, if you really pay attention to the NBA this year, it's not having superstars that win championships.
Right.
It's having the right culture.
Culture. Right. Amen.
Right. Amen.
You got to have the right culture. Amen. It's culture that wins.
That's real.
You got to have the right culture. So I'm trying to say, try to have the right culture in your home.
That's good.
And I'm talking to you about how to create the right culture in your home. Now, it's going to be kind of, sometimes when I'm in this sermon, I'm going through, it's going to be kind of hard for me. Because I won't be talking about me probably more than others on some of them. Don't think, as I'm sharing with you, amen, that in all the categories we're going to look at, that I'm an A shooter. Because some, there's a couple up here that we're hitting on, that if they give me, what do you call it when you take a test, and they give you a little grade
curve.
Couple of these areas, I'd have to get a good curve just to get in the detail movie.
It's real.
Now, yeah, now I'm trying to tell you, I want y'all to expect, because we're all imperfect. Some areas are pretty good in, some areas I'm hoping I get that
curve.
I have to get a curve to make it deep, but I still have to preach because you understand when I stand here, I'm not only preaching to you, I'm preaching to me. They need to see the dad love. He just killed the culture and stuff and caused all kinds of confusion in the home.
Amen.
So the first part of creating the right culture is to create and cultivate the right marital relationship.
Amen.
Men are firstly responsible for that. On secondly, I told you all my good. It's going to be a rough one, guy. This whole bumpy seatbelts. Let's see where we go. Amen. Because this is a hybrid sermon. I've got to tell y'all, because I'm trying, every time this thing comes around, I'm saying, okay, should I preach to the dads? Or, you know, should I go with my series? Or sometimes it's youth days, so should I go to the youth? So this is a hybrid. I'm doing all three of those things.
Amen.
Today. I kind of mixed up my listeners. But secondly, to create the right culture in your home, you got to be present in your home.
Amen.
You can't create the right culture when you're not there.
Amen.
I told you about working at our place. Like I said, I'll sit out. I really didn't feel like sit out. I should move, and I didn't move right after that because I said my gifts were wasted. You know, a lot of money for my gifts were being wasted. And there was some other stuff I couldn't do ethically. But also I thought, because Gabrielle was like, can't go out to church, she can get in elementary school. I said, wait a minute. Because out there sometimes you got to come in 9 in the morning
here
and leave 10 at night. And I said, wait a minute. I'm going to miss all my child's stuff. A field trip. The PTA meeting.
That's real.
Whatever she's involved in. I said, this is not worth that.
No,
I want to be there for the field trip.
Right.
I want to be there for when she has a sibling. I want to be there for whatever I need to be there for.
Right.
And these people are all about money.
Yes,
most of these guys out here are already divorced. So this is not a place because I want to be there for my daughter because I love her.
Yeah.
So you got to be present to create the atmosphere.
Yeah, come on.
And I want to say not only must you be present, but you got to be productively present.
Amen.
Because sometimes, listen, you can go to a job and be present. Clock in. But if you don't go to work as you clock in, some folks clock in and go to the break room. You can't create the right kind of culture if you clock in at home and go to the break room. You got to be involved to create. Coach.
Amen.
You got to be involved in creating culture, so you got to be present. And I was listening to something. I don't get the exact word, but it says, especially in African American homes, in African American homes, in 72% of African American homes, there's no man present.
Amen.
I wonder why there's such problems in our communities.
Amen.
Because there's not even one that's clocked in.
Right. Lord have mercy.
Then allow those that clock in go to the break
room. Lord have mercy. Amen.
Creative. Because I'm just getting started. So you might need to put on your steel toe right here. It's going to be a real moment. All right, anyway, the ladies, I'm not missing y'all, but they're trying to, you know, catch it in. It's portable truth.
Absolutely.
So bring it over to you.
Amen. Amen.
Bring it over to you. I'm not talking today, but the Father said. So, all right, I said, love the mom right. Then I said, be present in a productive way. All right, now, the next thing I'll do, these are my two major points coming up here. Two major points. That other stuff was just, that's a starting point, but these are my two major points. If you're going to win a raw game, you got to love loudly.
Come on now. Amen.
You got got to be loud with your love.
Okay.
Now, I got an example to it at any of, but I'm not going to get into that. You got to be loud with your love. Amen? Amen. And what I mean, when I say love loudly, number one, you got to love your children first.
Okay.
You got to love them. You love your child before they can love you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. God, covenant love. Yeah. You remember when they were babies?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They could love you. They, you know, you thought they were loving you. They were just having fun.
Right. Absolutely.
But you had to clean up the diapers.
Amen.
They spit up on you.
Yeah, yeah.
Wake you up in the middle of the night. But because you were a parent, you got to love your child
first.
Before they're able to love you back. You learn it from the model of God. God is the model for. Romans 5:8. It's on there, on your sheet. Put that on 5:8 about. But God demonstrated his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So he loved us when we ain't thinking about it. We ain't doing our own thing, whatever.
Amen.
And he loved us so much.
Thank you, Lord God.
He sent Christ to die for us. So I'm talking about loving loud. You love them first. They may be doing some unlovable things, but you love them through their unlovable things.
Yeah.
It might be the terrible twos or whatever name, you got to deal with all that. But you love them first.
Yeah. When they smell themselves. Come on now. Jesus. Thank you for getting me through.
But not only.
Thank you, Lord God.
When you love God, you love first. But you love them foremost. You love them first. Secondly, you love them foremost. Well, I'm back in the class where I need to carry you. But time to time I get the class where I need to. Because when you love them foremost, that means you love them enough to make the sacrifices to put them above other things.
Okay.
Well, yes. I'm working on that. But see, I was studying for this. The Holy Spirit is up now. You got one problem, Tim. You got one problem you need to work on that's keeping you not only from loving your daughter first, but from loving your wife. Because if you love her like Christ loves the church, you got to sacrifice. And then the problem is, you're a team. But you like got the team.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Warriors.
Yeah, right.
Chiefs. Wings. I got some team. UConn, Husky, I got some team. So the Holy Spirit said, sometimes you put your teams before you put your team.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
All right. Okay.
I don't know why she's going to see it, though. She's going
to wear
me
a dress. Right. Okay. Absolutely.
Because sometimes you know how much you like your Warriors and your Yukon and your cheese. And you know if it's one of those things, you do all you can to be there, root Team Williams. Amen. It's rough. I understand what you're saying to me, Lord. I'm working on it. I got the word going. I understand what you're saying. I got to put the same kind of effort, if not more effort. And sometimes I have to sacrifice my teams for my team.
Yeah. Keep that same energy. Gosh, I hear you. Yeah.
Because you gotta put them foremost.
Right.
Because that's what the Lord God did for us.
Yeah.
Amen. He sacrificed. It's right here in the Bible. I don't want y'all to think I'm making this up. Romans 8:32. On your back sheet. He who did not spare his own son. Now you know how much the Father loved the Son. But he did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all. The Father gave up the Son for us. How will he not also, with him freely, give us all things? There was a sacrifice of the Son so he could be a blessing and a Savior and God the Father to us. Okay. If God can sacrifice the Son, that means in many ways I have to sacrifice my teams for my team.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Cheryl. Sorry, Gail. Try to do better. But y'all on the team. Y'all on the team. But not only must you love them first, love them foremost, you must love them
forever.
You gotta love them forever.
It's right.
See, now we think this stuff is in the mouth. God is my example of following. And in Romans 37-39, it says, but in all these things we are overwhelmed. But in all these things we are overwhelmingly conquered through him who loved us. Or we are, somebody said, more than conquerors. Through him that loved us. We are winners through him that loved us. Why are we winners through him who loved us? For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be I need my daughter to hear my voice over yours.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, whatever you do, I have to do it louder. Somebody say, get a little louder.
Get a
little louder. Get a little louder. Get a little louder in your home. Get a little louder in your love.
Yeah, preacher. Yes. Come on
now. Yeah, get a little louder.
That's how you put it home,
baby. Yeah.
You gotta love first.
Yeah.
Love foremost and love family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but I got one more point. And this is what I don't want to love blindly. But you also gotta have when you're on the road, listen here. What did I say when you're on the what?
Road.
When you're on the road, you need triple A acceptance. When you're on the road.
Yeah.
Y'all know when you're on the road, you need to have AAA something.
Yeah.
When you're down on the road,
yeah.
You need AAA acceptance.
Come on now.
Let me talk to you about you. Number one, oh no, not again. I say every time I talk about something, I got to go back to the curb class.
Uh-oh.
Stay out of school. Number one, thing you gotta have the first aid is affection.
Alright.
Oh. Amen.
Woo, Lord have mercy.
Amen.
And especially physical affection.
Alright.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I don't do good physical affection. But we wasn't like touchy feely when I grew up. I don't do good with physical affection. I show you what I say. That I got the little thing and stuff. So with an eight. Autism. I got a little autism. You don't like me.
Okay, no, yeah. Okay.
And so it's possibility.
Yeah.
Okay. But I do remember there were times in my life I was a little touchy feely with people, but anyway, maybe I got that autism and stuff. But I can't use it as an excuse. Because my God is greater.
Amen.
All right.
Than autism. Yeah. It is greater. So that's another thing I have to work on. That I'm not, especially when it comes to touch, hugs and kisses and things like that, that's not really what I do easily.
Okay.
So I have to work on that. I do it, but it's something I put forth like a max effort to do. And I should do it. Because I've got a great wife and a great daughter.
Amen.
But it's just difficult for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, I tell her dad sometimes she gets upset. She gets upset when I tell her. It's really not true. But I told her. And one time, when she was a baby, you know how you could be able to, I was laying on the couch. And I was holding on top. And I fell asleep. And I rolled over and she fell on the floor. And I picked up and brushed off. She'll be alright. She'll be alright. But that wasn't true. She been believing that a long time, but that wasn't true. There's no way. Listen, when I held her on the couch, and I was sleeping, I would put pillows down there, just in case.
Okay.
Because, amen, you know, I'm all about faith. So just in case she fall, amen. But I held her, amen. When she was little, amen, I held her a lot more. We did things, amen. But it's more difficult now. And I think that's for a lot of guys, especially when their daughters grew up to be like women. It feels sometimes like if you haven't did it already.
Okay.
So, am I helping anybody?
Amen.
I'm helping me. It's just for me. That's so that's the first thing. The second aid is affirmation of personal worth.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Affirmation of, you're saying that, oh, you are so valuable to me. Affirmation of personal worth. You gotta spend some time, teaching.
Right.
Cause that's how our children spend. slammed up on each other again, and she let go and slipped. And I caught her.
Okay.
But it was just holding me before the
yeah.
catch.
Yeah.
Before the catch before. And I was so happy I found her. But thank you, God. Thank you that I caught her. And she so, she gonna go back over again. And I'm like, hey, I did that again. I hope you're solid. Time.
Your daddy
will
catch.
Time, you know.
That's good.
I went to all the games. Went to all the other plays, the pageants. Time, because I wanted to know, hey, I'm going to be there.
Right, right.
I'm going to be there for the rest of your life. As long as I can, I'm going to try to be there. I missed one game. One game in 3 years, I think. I don't know what you think. Because I wanted to be there. If it was 50 miles away, I was going to go to 50 miles. But I want her to know. Because, see, when I was playing, I played football. When I was playing football, nobody ever came to my game. Because it didn't happen all day, and my mom was working.
Right, right.
And I never did want her there.
Experience that.
Experience yes, nobody there cheering for her.
Yeah.
And understand it.
Yeah. That's true.
There was always somebody there.
Yeah, so, yes.
Amen. On the side.
Amen.
Cheering for. Any person that's been there, you're able to.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Amen. Yeah, because they're looking for you.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then I had a little loud in one of them games. Because some of them parents got out of hand.
Right.
Now I'm trying to leave. I'm feeling the prince. I'm not like Cheryl. Cheryl loud all the time. But I was this girl, 80 years old, and she said, still. And then you had to have a parent on the other end.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, they were hollering loud. And you know, and we had a racial divide.
Yeah.
And you know, they didn't really like us because of the melanin in our skin. And one of their daughters got knocked down from, you know, somebody on gas, and they and get a little heat, and they can holler and scream solid. But you know, then, so gal was in the paint, because you know what you call the paint beats.
Yeah.
And she was playing in the paint. So I moved up there so where the door was. Come on, Gabby. Don't let them start knocking.
Nothing.
Everything coming up sitting back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Oh, she was calling. She was knocking back left and right, playing defense. Amen. That little girl came in there. She came in there standing up with shit.
Okay. Okay.
And then she fell down. Okay. And it's bad when you fall down and then a rip caught on you and you caught a tick on you and you fell down.
Yeah.
So then, ha-ha, go holler back here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Look down at me. I said, what happened to this one? Y'all been out my whole game. I can't.
Come on, fella.
I'm out of my tail, too.
Well, all right.
So then, I wasn't even mad because I was telling them, don't let nobody do nothing in their paint.
You was up and loudly, Pastor.
And she was out of that paint. Oh, she was out of that paint that day.
Black.
Hey, you know how paint is. The word paint starts with pain.
Yeah. Come on, now. I like it.
I want to go for y'all.
I want some
old ones that they can hurt. But now, see, the thing about it, they weren't right. Because even after the game, they insulted the black referees.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They
was an
NFL. So they had to put them out the game.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're at the game, you know after the game where I was, y'all were in game.
Yeah.
Just in case something jump out.
Right. All right.
It was three of them, but I don't care. You got to be there.
Don't mistake the meekness and weakness.
Affection, affirmation, a personal word. And then you got to acknowledge, it's a third A, acknowledgement of value more than performance.
Oh, that's good.
You got to say, even when you perform bad,
right.
You still You got to take enough ice cream when they lose.
Amen.
Because it's not about their performance. It's about their personhood. Amen. They were made in the image and likeness of God.
Yes.
And that's why you love. Because they look like God and they're yours. So even, hey, if you don't score, even, amen.
Yeah.
And don't be getting upset. Amen, because you're there to support your child. Don't be hollering at your child for doing stuff wrong.
Amen. Say that again, Pastor. Amen.
You're there for their support. The other folk, the enemy, is already telling them that they ain't no good. The enemy is already telling them they need to be on the bench.
Right.
So you have to be on their side.
Yes.
So, you need to know if you're going to create a climate in your, and I'm close, if you're going to create a climate in your home, amen, you need to love loudly.
Yeah.
And you need to triple A. Love loudly, love the first, love the foremost, love the forever. Triple A, affection, affirmation, and acknowledge your value before their performance.
Right.
That's the most important thing. Because what you don't want to do, when they face, the problem is when they face persecution. If you have love now, if they don't have the triple A's, if you have love the mother like you should have loved the mother, if you have been present, then your child is going to be thirsty.
Yes. Come on.
Thirsty for love. Thirsty for acceptance. Thirdly, for affirmation, yes. Your child is going to be thirsty.
And will seek it anywhere.
And if you look at the old movies, when they get lost in the desert and the horns run away, and they're trying to make it back out of the desert, it is hot, and the sun is burning down. And they got to go, and all of a sudden, wait a minute, I think I see. I see the water. And they go up the river, and they run to the water, they see.
Yeah.
And then they reach down for the water, and they raise the water up. And it's sand. It's not water. It looks like water because you thirsty.
Yeah.
See, when you let your child lead a house thirsty, something they think is good for them. Something they think is water. But it's not water. It's sand. That's why he brought that girl home. That's why she brought him home.
Yeah.
Because you better leave home thirsty. It ain't not that the person they brought home was water. But really, you see, it's saved.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
That's why they doing the game.
Yeah.
That's why they out there with them boys on the street selling dope. That's why they got a possibility of ending up in jail. Because you let them leave home fast.
My Lord.
Yes, sir. And it's not going to be good for them.
My God. My
because
God.
They need a dad so much. If it was a gang leader, let him be my dad. They would have lived with somebody. Anything that looks like he would be a dad.
Look
right,
preacher. My Lord.
Come stay with
me. Thirsty.
Thirsty.
Yes, my Lord.
Because they didn't get the love. They didn't get to drink their love. They didn't get to drink their acceptance.
Yes.
They never quitted their coach. My last words. Brother Anthony, come on. My last word, don't let your child leave home thirsty.
Amen.
Don't let them leave home thirsty. Don't let them leave. He's going to give us a lesson while we're sitting in our privilege. Amen. Because my word, don't let your child.
Yes.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
I'm feeling a little anxious now because she's been going to college. And I know when she should tell her what she really believes, the stand she takes.
Yeah.
Some of her professors.
Yeah.
Some of her classmates. When she starts talking about following God,
yeah,
they won't be against her.
Amen.
They want to get her great and deserve. Amen. They won't say, oh, you just bad fools. You don't know nothing they call you the church key. You need to give it. Don't waste your mind. Don't waste your brain on that God stuff.
You better ask Michael.
But I'm creating a cup. I want to
come out.
I'm creating a culture.
Yeah.
So that when she leaves,
yeah,
she can deal with that kind of
Thank you.
assignment to be there for those that are needing homeless and unfortunate at this present time. And we're going to go do a little feeding of them and care for them in other ways. All right. Yay, come.
Amen, amen, amen.
Father's
Day.
Thank you for the day.
Amen, amen, amen.
God's grace. That's only that got on. Grace. Are you doing it?
Amen.
All right. Thank you, sir. Wow. Only you. Might be real. Is that clean and stuff, Father? I thought it was. I'm gonna be real clean. Amen. Thank you, sister. Thank y'all for my presence in that place. All right, I think that's it. Let's stand be. Good to see you here, Sister Echo. Always good to see you. And everybody's getting together. Spirit. Be with us now.